I was born in 1945, and I can clearly remember my mom reading to me, I was very young, but reading to me out of the Dallas Morning News, the story of Big Tex being built and how excited we were to go to the fair that year and see it. And I have to confess, I thought the voice was a little bit scary and the thing was a little bit huge, but I grew to love it over the years. One time, and I don't know why I was there, but it was in the empty automobile building in the off season, nothing in there except the head of Big Tex on the floor. Mm-hmm. And that, again, was pretty terrifying. I was older then, but to see the sort of disembodied Big Tex just sitting there, kind of left alone, I guess he was being dressed otherwise, right, or repaired otherwise, but there he was, just his head on the floor, and it seemed kind of sad. And so, but next year he was fine. He was all back together again and up and going, and I guess they have to store him somewhere.